Welcome to another episode of Air Traffic Out of Control, the podcast bringing you the best, most interesting, and most unbelievable air traffic control recordings, right from the tower to your ears. I'm your host, Amy Tango Charlie. In this episode, we go to Boise, Idaho, where an Eclipse aircraft is coming in for a landing, when the tower notices sparks and smoke coming from the aircraft. Embarrassingly, the pilot forgot to remove the tow bar on takeoff, resulting in a scary landing with emergency crews being dispatched.
Big Sky Approach, Eclipse Jet 149er Charlie Charlie's information Delta, just passing Nampa, 5,600 feet, inbound for landing, parking Jackson Jet.
Eclipse 429er Charlie Charlie, Big Sky Approach, Squawk 0311, verify you have Delta.
0311, and we have Delta 149er Charlie Charlie.
429er Charlie Charlie, radar contact, 10 miles west of the Boise Airport, make straight in, runway 10 left.
Straight in 10 left, 429er Charlie Charlie.
429er Charlie Charlie, turn left to Echo, cross runway 10 left and then taxi to park in the Alpha, going to Jackson.
Okay, left at Elk Echo, I've got a lot of noise on the front wheel here.
429er Charlie Charlie, Roger. And did you need to just stop and hold there?
See if I can clear the runway here.
429er Charlie Charlie, Roger. Do you just want to go to the south then?
I'd like to get off an Echo just because I'm not sure what all this noise is.
429er Charlie Charlie, Roger. 429er Charlie Charlie, do you just want to make a right turn off the runway then?
Sure, I'll make a right turn on Echo, 429er Charlie Charlie.
429er Charlie Charlie, yeah, right. Turn right at Echo, and the vehicles give way to you there. You can use Bravo 2 there if you'd like as well.
Something's definitely wrong, Tower. I'm going to need some kind of assistance for a tow. I was going to Jackson Jet.
9er Charlie Charlie, Roger. Yeah, if you just clear the runway there, I'll work on getting a code tow there. So just clear the runway, and then I'll work on that.
Thanks. Sorry about that. 9er Charlie.
It's not your fault. 9er Charlie Charlie. You just stop right there is fine. 9er Charlie Charlie, kind of ground 121.7.
On the ground, 7.7.
Charlie Charlie, the Zebra said that there were sparks coming from your front tire there, so just shut down there and we're actually going to roll the equipment.
Okay, we'll shut down here, 9er Charlie Charlie, thanks.
The ops vehicle is on frequency.
Yeah, 19er, go ahead.
19er, Boise Ground, there's a Eclipse jet that turned off Bravo 2 on the Bravo by the 810s right there. He says he has some sort of noise emanating from his plane. Yeah. We were wondering if you just go check him out and see what's going on, if you see anything on.
Affirm Western request, out by taxi.
So, Menor, looks like he wants to shut down and get a tug from Bravo.
Copy that. From Western ramp request, out by taxi.
Flying there, sparks coming from the front tire.
Sparks coming from the front tire, Zebra 44?
Affirmative, sparks and smoke.
Boise Ground, Roger, stay your position. 7, stay your position.
From city fire.
Smokey 7, Roger, cross runway 10 left and runway 10 right at Delta, then proceed Bravo to the Eclipse at Bravo 2.
Smokey 7 copies, proceeding Delta, crossing both runways to Bravo to the incident.
Okay, Smokey 4, sorry about that, I stepped on you, say again.
Smokey 4, 91, is that pushing out the aircraft?
Smokey 4, there is smoke and sparks from the front tire. It looks like there's fire trucks responding from the guard ramp and from the city fire ramp.
Skyline 3852, we push here for lots of the ice.
Skyline 3852, stay your position. What gate are you pushing off of?
We just pushed out of gate 22, Skyline 3852.
3852, push back, your discretion.
Roger, I'll discretion, Skyline 3852.
3852, Delta Turn, I'll cover 2 and enter 5 wind calm, flying 1 to left.
Flying 1 to left, and we'll have Delta Skyline 3852.
Voice here. Boise Ground, Smokey 7 plus 2 off all runways and on Bravo, proceeding to Bravo 2.
7, Roger, just verify all your smoke reveals are done, vehicles are done crossing 1-0 left.
That's affirmative, all vehicles are off Delta at Bravo.
Smokey 7, thank you, we're going to use that runway now.
Tower Ops 19er, Bravo Golf, request 1-0 right.
19er, Boise Ground, proceed on runway 1-0 right.
Proceed 1-0 right off 19. Confirm the airplane with the mechanical came off 1-0 right.
Yes, he landed 1-0 right and then just exited there, Bravo 2. So if you could just inspect that whole runway, that might get you runway.
Copy that. We'll show 1-0 right closed and I'll inspect it.
19. Where you are now is kind of where he came to a stop and then he said he had some scraping noise and then he cleared the runway. So try just right in that area all the way up to Bravo 2.
Copy. They're saying you got a tow bar attached. Okay.
Yeah, so he must have departed with that.
Tower off from 19er. I got metal debris on 1-0 right, so it's going to be closed for a while longer. AFM's on the way.
29, yeah, we just closed late and I figured maybe there was some damage to the runway. I'm not sure.
That's all for this episode of Air Traffic Out of Control. If you love the show, check out the show notes for a link to follow us on Twitter. Also, to make sure you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow or subscribe in your podcast player. Thanks for joining us on board today. Bye-bye.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.